Welcome in on the Mountaineer Coaches Show with Coach Travis Pittman, ahead of Andrews here in week four. Coach, first off, had a win at Allegheny last week, 21-14. Tell us about your thoughts away from that.
Brody, thanks for having me on the show this morning. Just a couple of thoughts about the Allegheny game. I think that, first of all, kids traveling 2.5 hours and come out with a win is always good. I thought that we fought inside D-line and also at skill. We fought and found a way to stop them. They just liked to line up and punch you in the mouth, which is what I talked about previously, you know, before the game. I felt like that we caused some turnovers when we needed to, and we capitalized on some big plays that helped us get in the end zone.
Certainly got you to 2-1 on the season. Going to have a similar fight with Andrews, you know, going to be a physical team and all coming in. Tell us about the Wildcats coming in.
Wildcats going to bring the same thing that Andrews brought. They got a great coaching staff down there, good head coach. He's brought the mentality that they got to have to win games. They're going to ball control offensively, defensively. They're going to be taught not to get beat, and, you know, in certain categories. They're going to give up a little bit, but they're not going to give up the big home run plays. We got to win between the trenches, and, you know, we just got to withstand it another week with a physical team like this, and hopefully that will build character in our bunch that will help carry over throughout the season.
Last thing, playing a night earlier because of weather, however, same deal for Andrews. What are you thinking coming into having 2 days, really 2 full days of practice?
I think you hit on the head with, you know, it's the same thing. Both of us got the same amount of time as far as preparation. Both teams are going to do what we do, and at the end of the day, it's just going to be who can execute those things better and who can make some adjustments on the places that we're trying to get the football, and defensively how we're trying to attack them offensively. Last thing I want to add is it's youth night tonight, so, you know, always it's a good night for our youth kids and to Mitchell County for a football program. So we'd like to pack the stands and see all those youth kids come out of the helmet tonight, and also just support our kids.
Certainly. Well, thank you, Coach. 7 o'clock kickoff as well here tonight for Thursday Night Football. You can find Mitchell and Andrews right here on WTOE.